Washington State University is facing a budget crunch and, as a result, tightening its belt. President Kirk Schulz announced last fall a mandatory reduction in expenditures for all WSU departments and the elimination of the Performing Arts Program. In full disclosure, Northwest Public Broadcasting faces that reality as it's a service of WSU's Edward R. Murrow College of Communication. WSU's student newspaper, The Daily Evergreen, has reported on these cuts and the reaction to it. And they, too, face budget cuts and reduced operations because of their university funding. I sat down with Daily Evergreen Editor-in-Chief Madison Jackson to have a conversation about how these cuts affect the newspaper and student journalists. So, okay, let's talk about the budget cuts. What kind of budget cuts are you facing, and how would that hurt the jobs that you're trying to do here, reporting on the university?
The budget cuts, there's multiple different options that the student media board have to discuss, but many of them are cutting print, and that can be one day, 2 days, 3 days, and then also cutting print over the summer.
The thing with the no PR, no BS, no retreat, you just did that. You said that you had this big, long, this editorial on the front page of your paper just a couple of days ago. And then, so why did you do that? What reaction are you hoping to get from that?
We are wanting the public to take us more seriously. I think something that has happened in the past is that they just see us as students, as people who can just make mistakes and it doesn't matter because we're just learning. But we function at a professional level. We're not here to fool you. We're not here to trick you. And we won't back down from what we believe in, and we won't back down from telling you the truth.
Okay, so let's say I've never read your newspaper before. What can you tell me to say, yes, we are professional? What kind of stories do you do on a daily basis that proves that point?
We have increased our amount of public record requests. We are heavily hitting our enterprise reporting, so that would be things using those public records of looking deep into the administration, the backside of it, and trying to explain what's happening, trying to go and talk to more people, the more diverse communities, and trying to hear as many voices as possible and not just looking for the surface-level sort of stories. We're trying to go deeper into the university and into the campus.
Well, now you talk about all these different things, like you're adding video content and stuff. Now, that all costs money. And so, okay, I'm going to go like with a devil's advocate question.
Right.
And that is, now, why should people care? You have your student newspaper. Now, what makes your student newspaper? Why should I, as some of that as a taxpayer, somebody, you've got other people who are paying some taxes to this. You get money from the university and other sources as well as advertising revenue. So why should you be any different? Why should I care that you're getting cut like other departments are getting cut?
We're here to prepare the next generation of journalists. And we can't do that if we're not providing them the best experience possible. If I was to encourage the community to do anything, that would be to look at how hard the student journalists are working and how when you take that away, you won't have a free independent news source anymore. You'll have WSU News, you have WSU Insider, you have the WSU Magazine, and that's it. And that's all fed through the administration. We are the only news source, besides yourself, that is solely independent of anyone. I get to sign time cards. I am literally their boss. Like, this is resting on my shoulders. The entire legacy of 125 years is on my shoulders. And that's a scary thing. And it's scary for the future of journalism. And it's scary for the future of WSU.
That's Madison Jackson, the editor-in-chief of The Daily Evergreen, Washington State University's daily student newspaper.